I'd like to debate you. I spent 4 years in the United States, 13 months of those in jail, for disarming a B-52 bomber at Griffith Air Force Base in upstate New York. And I enjoyed my time in America. I love that shock and new energy. And I think a lot of that's got to do with the great Latin and African input into the culture. The Latin and African input is very demonstrative. It's not uptight like British. It's not skeptical, dash, cynical like Irish. It actually is a great input into the culture in America. A lot of great things happen. But the reality is that 85% of all arms trade in the world is done by the five permanent members of the Security Council. The United States, way up front, then Britain, China, Russia, what's the fifth one? France, of course, yes. So they're supposed to be the Security Council, making the world secure, yet they're responsible for 85% of arms exports throughout the world. And like, if I was giving this speech in Britain, I'd be vulnerable to a two-year prison sentence. And why would I be vulnerable to a two-year prison sentence? Because, how you doing? Apparently, we're working on that. And, on a wall in the city.
History again.
Ideally, the British would have read it and left. But that act is now criminal activity in this town. Democracy is being eroded. At the moment in Clare, the guards are going to 2,000 households to check out who lives there, who's going to visit them in June. They're going to set up checkpoints outside Shannon Airport. You lose your freedoms when you become militarised. And Ireland has militarised Shannon Airport, and we're paying the consequences of it. I would not have brought into power like the British and Americans did in the 1970s. I would not have armed Saddam like the British and Americans did in the 1980s. I would not have sold him beef on credit like the Irish government did in the 1980s.
History is irrelevant in this case. You brought it up.
It's not irrelevant. What do you mean it's irrelevant?
He's in power. What do you do with him?
Well, I don't... What do you mean?
What do you do with him?
We're resisting.
You're not over there.
Well, our people are over there. Lots of other people are over there.
But your people are right. You don't anything.
Stop. We've done lots, mate. We're the only part of the Western peace movement that sent an American plane packing home last year. That's what we did, okay? After our action, three American companies transported 10,000 troops through this country, pulled out of Ireland. That's what we did, okay? And we pissed off the state, and all the state have got to rely on is the worst parts of Irish culture, which is begrudgery, which is cynicism, which is defeatism. And they've got to decide what kind of Ireland this is and what kind of Irish person you want to be.
Were you a conscientious objector?
What's your question, sir? No. What's your question? Okay. Did I oppose Saddam Hussein in the 1970s, 1980s and 1990s? Yes, I did. Did Donald Rumsfeld oppose Saddam Hussein in the 1970s, 80s and 90s? No, he didn't. He sold him weapons, he shook hands with him, he encouraged him into a war with Iran that killed over 1 million people. Okay? Saddam Hussein, like Bin Laden, is a creation of the United States. And this war is all about to understand the war that Ireland is now in. Because Ireland is a legitimate target. Shannon Airport is a legitimate target in the terms of reference of the people waging this war. To understand this war,
the idea of each war is to help.
To understand this war is to understand the nature of the Saudi regime in Saudi Arabia that the Americans have written off. The demand of September 11th by Bin Laden, when they carried out that attack, was US military out of the Islamic Holy Lands, out of Saudi Arabia. The Americans have surrendered to that. They've moved their military to Qatar. 2 weeks ago, the American government instructed all American citizens to get out of Saudi Arabia because the Saudi royal family can't defend their safety. America knows the Saudi royal family are going to fall. That's why they need to stay in Iraq and build their 5 permanent bases.
Have you done any service at all?
Yeah, all the time. I work in a homeless shelter just up the street.
No, military service.
I think that's a contradiction in terms of military intelligence. I don't see service and killing people or
something. Conscientious objector.
Sorry? What's that, mate? Well, my grandfather was in the Irish Republican Army. He obviously had a different perspective, I think. Sorry? No, I'm a non-violent resistor, because I'm following Jesus, okay? What's that? Well, say something substantial so I can respond to you, sir. What's that? Yeah, I've been to some of the worst killing fields around. I've been to East LA, I've been to East Timor.
What? Where's your three children in Al-Nalba?
What are you talking about?
Where's three children in Al-Nalba?
I know about apathy, I know about affluence, I know how you're bought by this government, right?
We're not bought by this
government. I know all you've got to rely on is cynicism.
Can you finish off that point?
You're
what?
What's that? Sorry?
Where
were you there? What were you doing there? Where were you?
Well, where was it? Yeah. We're still in the air place. You weren't.
Yeah, were you bombing children there? Right?
No.
Okay. Good on you.
But you see, it's very easy when you're going to pay up if you're not told and you didn't have a point. I mean, if you're home with the law, you never have one to do and another piece to get away with.
Some of them.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If you're an American, you'd be called a coward.
A coward is George Bush who goes to the Texas National Guard and avoids the draft. A coward is Sylvester Stallone who goes to teach in a private school in Sweden and avoids the draft and then makes a career out of Vietnam movies. A coward is Dick Cheney who got 3 deferments to avoid the draft. Some of the most militant non-violent resistors in the United States today are Vietnam vets. They are Father Roy Bourgeois, a Cajun who was a Vietnam vet who now is resisting the school of the Americans. Then Charlie Lipke, who won the Congressional Medal of Honor in Vietnam, who's now in and out of jail resisting the school of the Americas by torture is trained. Photographs you've seen in the last 2 weeks, the sexual abuse, the humiliation that will just lead to more terrorism, it's standard practice, it's thought and poor bedding, and that's the school of the Americas. And some of our most militant people, the late Phil Berrigan, who died only 15 months ago, spent 11 years out of the last 30 in America. airport in February, not only to save the lives of Iraqi children, but save the lives of 700 Americans who've been abused and used and exploited by their government as cannon fodder in Iraq so Cheney can get richer with his oil investments. And those, what's exciting, I think, is when I was in prison in the United States in the first Gulf War, I was the longest serving civilian prisoner from that war.